mathematical logic, and that's in the quantum standards section. And then in the writing section, that's the 25-minute essay, and that's to test your ability to identify grammatical error and sentence completion and all of that. So.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Do you want to add anything, Safia, Niger, or Azakar? Add or elaborate. The goal here is just to get an overview of what the SAT does. What is it measuring?
Should I also talk about prior experience?
Would you say, repeat that, Azakar, please, and say a little bit more?
Oh, I said, should I also talk about prior experience?
What did it say about prior experience? Teresa, can you hear me? Is that you can't hear anyone, or is there a particular person you can't hear? That's a great idea, Isakar. Yes, please tell us about your prior experience. Tell the class what you've taken in terms of the SAT. If you want to, you can share your scores or how well you did. And also, what is your experience? What's up with the SAT?
Okay, the math portion of SAT was, it was a hard, like, you have the regular kind of multiple choice, and then you also have the grid-ins, where with the grid-ins, when you put your, after you figure out the answer, you up at the top, you write your answer in the given squares. When it comes to the writing, I like the writing sections, and the reading and the writing sections were really good because I was able to understand them very well. Just because what you need to basically accomplish by getting ready for the reading and writing portions is basically understanding. That's the whole thing, is understanding what you read. And sometimes, like in your head, you might need to read it a little bit more than once. Multiple times. For the reading sections, you need to definitely understand every sentence that you read. And for the writing section, I would say you definitely need to make sure that every part of the sentences that you are able to make corrections on them, because that's basically what they were. They were corrections on that part. In the essay, basically with the essay, you need to make sure that everything is like a traditional essay, almost as if you were to sit there and think of it for 3 days, except that you have to condense that into about 45 minutes, I believe. And basically, you just take experience from yourself on that subject. If you don't have experience, then anything, any information that you've had on that experience, then you 25 minutes. But any information that you have on that topic will be very relevant and in the SAT, because I got a perfect score on the essay, so I just brought all my experience that I possibly had, and I brought it to the table, and the judges must have liked it.
All right, here's someone who got a perfect score on the essay. So he's your classmate, and he's available to you, who has some experience. Ife has taken the SAT twice and will be taking it again, okay? And we will bring others who've taken the SAT to you. All right, anything else you want to add or any question you have for what's up with the SAT? Now, whether you want to take the SAT or not, we're going to use this to basically prepare you for various kinds of tests. For vocabulary, for math, for reading comprehension. All right, I have a question for you. Well, first, let me see. Do you have any other question, either anything to add to what's up with the SAT, or if you have a question about it that you'd like to ask?
Hello.
Yes, son. Come on and talk. Okay, I want you to click on the critical reading section, please. It's over on the menu under exam information, the critical reading section. All right, and I would like Mama Ford, would you read that? And would you also then add why you think critical reading is important? How do you think people will have to use that in life? This critical reading. So one is to, if you would read what we have there on the screen on the critical reading. But beyond that, if you use your experience to say, why do you think critical reading, particularly for Black people, Black youth, why is that something that's important?
Critical reading section. The critical reading, formerly known as the verbal portion of the SAT, contains two main types of questions: sentence completion questions and reading comprehension questions. Two sections are 25 minutes long, the third is 20 minutes. The questions in each of the categories tend to get harder as the section progresses. You are tested on the breadth and precision of your vocabulary and your ability to discern the relationships between words, parts of a sentence, and parts of a paragraph. Sentence completion. Here you're given a complete sentence from which one or two words have been removed and replaced with blanks. From a list of possible answers, you choose the word or words that best fits the sentence. Succeeding at this question type means figuring out the relationship between parts of a sentence. Look for words that compare or contrast, that show agreement or disagreement, that show the development of an argument or a departure from it. Once you've learned to identify these things, filling in the blanks will be quite straightforward. The test makers want to know if you can recognize the flow of a cogent, coherent sentence, even when some of its elements are missing. Reading comprehension. There are now two types of reading passage questions on the SAT. Long reading passage questions will require you to read a piece of text between 3 and 6 paragraphs long, followed by several questions on what you've just read. The second type of reading passage is a short reading passage question that will ask you to read a 1 or 2 paragraph, 100 word passage and answer related questions. The questions will relate to the content of the passage, discerning its main points and significant details. You will also be asked to make inferences based on the information given in the passage. You might also be asked to describe the author's opinion. In this section, you're being tested on your ability to synthesize and integrate the ideas presented in the passage. It's most important for people of African descent to have critical reading skills. It's often been said, if you don't want Black people to know something, put it in a book. And I'd like to dispel that theory and encourage us all to be very, very thought processing in whatever we read, and be very critical of what we read, and do not accept everything that is written in black and white.
Thank you very much. Now, folks, this part is important, and we're going to ask in this section called exam information. Mama Ford has just read and expounded eloquently on why this portion this critical reading portion is important. Now, what I expect for you to know is to know what to expect. So everything from the introduction to this section, it used to be called the verbal, the types of questions, simple sentence completion and reading comprehension. Those are the two sections of it, 25 minutes long, 20 minutes long. You will be tested by me and by us to make sure that you know what the structure of the exam is, okay? when you go and pay money at Kaplan and those kind of places, what they mainly wanted to tell you to do is give you various kinds of strategies. And they actually are here. You just have to make sure you have it in your head. If you know when it's time for you to open this critical reading section, that you know there are three sections, and two are 25 minutes, and the third is 20 minutes, and you know that what they're looking for, then you know how to approach the exam, okay? Now, what's important is if there's any word in what you have here. Now, I know I have students here as young as sixth grade and as old as 17-year-old. That doesn't bother me. You can understand everything that's on this page. If there's a word that you don't understand, please ask, okay? And so that we're clear about this. We're not going to go too much in more detail right now because we're going to go to the quantitative area. But I want you to keep in mind that this area, and I want you to be able to go back to it, take notes on it, read it. It's pretty simple and straightforward. There is a critical reading section of the SAT that consists of three sections, two on sentence completion and one on reading comprehension. Okay? There are some other skills that we have and other software we're going to be using to help you with your reading comprehension and your speed reading. Okay? But that's one section. All right? There are three sections, critical reading. The next section is quantitative. All right? Now, let's see here. Would you click on quantitative, please, on the menu to the right? Please click on quantitative. And let's see who's up here. Jerisa, are you available? Can you hear? Can you read this part that says quantitative? And then when we go into the arithmetic, after you read the introduction, I'll call on somebody else for the arithmetic, somebody else for the algebra. I hope y'all see where I'm coming from. It's right in the gray area, okay? So this quantitative section, there's an introduction that I want Jerisa to read. When she's done that, then there's arithmetic, I'll call on somebody, algebra, I'll call on somebody, geometry, data analysis. So there are four parts of this section. Okay, Jerisa, would you read for us?
The quantitative portion contains two 25-minute parts and a direct 20-minute section. Most questions are multiple choice, but there will also be some questions for which you will have to generate the response. Many people are surprised to learn that the SAT does not contain much math more complicated than what is covered in a eighth grade curriculum. It is not that the math is hard, it is that you have to be very familiar with it and answer the questions efficiently. We divided our tutorials for the quantitative section according to the content rather than question type. We review four basic skill areas, arithmetic, algebra, geometry, and data analysis. For each content domain, we put together an online tutorial that reviews the basic concepts as well as adaptive sessions of practice questions. Take all four and you will have a great warm-up for the real test.
Excellent. Mo. She's in the quantitative section, unique. It's on the menu to the right under the blue SAT. Okay, very good. So she was reading the introduction. All right, before I call the next person, I want to call out some things for you. They first provided a tutorial. Arithmetic, algebra, geometry, and data analysis. Okay. She was reading the introductory section, Abana. Unique. Now, the part of what's important is your foundational math class. If you remember, it is arithmetic, algebra, geometry. Akila, we are in Abana. We are under the SAT banner. From that, there is something that says exam information, and the second bullet says quantitative. And there is an introduction, and then there's a little gray menu across the top. Introduction, Arithmetic, Algebra, Geometry. Okay, because you've logged in, I can't synchronize you because you've all logged in, okay? Please, and thank you for asking questions. That's always great. Now, this is very important. Most people think the SAT has a lot of math. It does not. It says it does not contain much math more than a math more complicated than that what is covered through an eighth grade curriculum. Now, many of us don't get geometry in the eighth grade, but the important thing is arithmetic, algebra, geometry, and some data analysis. The key is you can't be sloppy with the arithmetic or with the algebra or with the geometry, okay? And there's an online tutorial. Now, some of the times when you do not have a schedule, when you don't have a schedule class, when you're scheduled for SAT prep, the guardian or the cluster coordinator will be making sure that you go to and practice your test prep. Now, on this time, we'll practice it together, but you also will be able to have to take these tutorials so that you can know what you need to know. Now, what Brother Balagun will teach you will actually take you much further than this, because the SAT, we want you to score well on it. But I got a question for you. How many of you, if someone scored 2400 on the SAT, which is the top score, would you say that person is smarter than a person who scored 1200? Who's smarter, 2400 or 1200? Jerisa, put that private, take that off of a private message so that we can, so that everybody can see what your response. Just put it in there again. Okay. All right. Thank you. The SAT is not a test to determine your intelligence or your smarts. The SAT does not. The SAT, the ACT, the GRE, that doesn't determine who is smarter. It does determine who is best prepared for what the test questions or tests, okay? Now, we want you to score 2400 on the SAT. Make no bones about it. We want you to blow the doors off of it, okay? That doesn't make you smarter than someone who hasn't taken the SAT. You may know some things that they don't know. They may know some things you don't know. It is not a test of your smarts. It's a test of your preparation. Sometimes, in order to go further or have access to some things, you have to be prepared. Some of the things you may not like, but you gotta be prepared. So it is a test of preparation. It is not a test of smarts. Please don't confuse that, okay? It is not a test of smarts. It's a test of preparation. All right, is everybody clear about that? Would you type in the text chat, a test of preparation. It's a test of preparation. Just type it. I'm not caring about you know, do it the best you can with the spelling right now. It's a test of preparation. How prepared are you? Not how smart you are. Thank you, Bakari. Everybody, type in the text chat. I want to get it into your head. This is a test of preparation. Okay, now there is a arithmetic section. All right, now here I'd like for Akila, would you read that arithmetic session, please, section. Everybody click on arithmetic, it's to the right of introduction. Thank you. Please read.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay. Our arithmetic tutorial reviews the basic properties of numbers that are important for the SAT. We review prime numbers, factors, fractions, percentages, and exponents. We also discuss symbols questions where a new symbol is defined and you are asked to use it according to the definition.
Okay. We're going to do this quickly. Somebody, anybody, what are prime numbers? Come on, hit that talk now button or the text chat. What's a prime number? Since we review prime numbers, what are those?
A number that can't be divided by anything but itself.
Okay, now if you know when I asked that question, if you weren't clear about it, please make a note to yourself. You want to make sure you get that. What's a factor? It says factors. What are factors?
A factor is like a factor is it's a like.
All right, come again. Think about it and come again. What's a factor? Somebody else. You can come back, Bakari, but think about it and get ready to hit it. Not a not that. Come on with it.
A factor is a dividend.
Mm-hmm. If you knew that you don't know whether the answers that they gave are true or not true, then you put down factors as something you want to ask Brother Balagun about. The first section that you're going through in class and foundational is advanced arithmetic. And so you want to take the questions. You have a genius there at your midst, but he doesn't know what you don't know. He will teach you what he thinks you need to know, but you also know that you're preparing for this test and other such tests. So you're going to need to know rock solid what are prime numbers, or what the prime numbers mean, what are some of the prime numbers, what are factors. Okay, what's a fraction? What's a fraction?
A fraction is part of a whole. Like a tenth would be 1 out of 10, 5 cents would be 1/2, or 5 out of 10.
Okay, if you know that you don't know the definition of a fraction and you can't give examples, you want to make sure you ask questions. You want to make sure you take this tutorial. All right. Question. You have 9 questions on an exam, on a quiz. You give it to me and I get 3 right and 5 wrong. What's my score? What's my percentage? 9 questions on the exam. I get 3 right. Excuse me, that's not a total of 9. Excuse me. Let me total that up. I get 6, 3 right and 6 wrong. What's my score? What's my percentage? That's not my percentage. I got 3 out of 9 correct. So what's my score if you're grading me? What's my percentage correct? All right. If you are not clear about how that's done, you will see that many times again in class when you're doing quizzes, when we're doing quizzes, and you're going to have to figure out how you work percentages. Also, what's an exponent now? Just quickly, what's an exponent? I'm sorry, now just try to turn it up. I'll speak loud as well. What's an exponent?
An exponent is like powers, like 5 to the 10th power, 5 to the 3rd power, 3 to the 16th power. But the power.
Those are examples. I appreciate it, and they are correct examples. What is an exponent? East Code, those are examples of it. What is an exponent?
It's a number that tells you how many times to multiply that number by itself.
Okay. This is basic arithmetic. I want you to get rock solid in it. Please feel free to ask questions. Please make sure that you're clear about the little small parts. Please make sure that you know what the names are, okay? You want to, just be clear about those. Not just examples, but also the definitions. Now, there are also symbols. We're not going to talk about that right now. And we're going to click it just for the sake of time. There is algebra. Click on algebra. Let's see here. Naja Brown, please read what it says about algebra. Naja, did you hear me? I want you to read the section on algebra.
The algebra tutorial builds on the content of the arithmetic section. The new skills that we work on in algebra are manipulating equations and solving for variables. The least familiar questions involve special symbols. For example, the question might define x and y to be x and y equals x plus 3y times 2 and x. You calculate 7 and 5.
Very good. So your basic algebra is also part of your foundational math. If you are in another level of math and you want to review that, you are welcome, unless you have a conflict, schedule conflict, to audit that class as well. All right, let's go to geometry. Let's see, who have Isco, would you read what it says in geometry, please?
Geometry is a little different from arithmetic and algebra. Geometry is all about spatial reasoning, understanding points, lines, and figures, and how they relate to each other. You'll need to master some new concepts, including perimeter, area, volume, and coordinate graphing. Many of these concepts are expressed in formulas, and working with formulas requires good arithmetic and algebra skills. So while geometry does involve new concepts, it also demands the same basic techniques as other areas of mathematics.
Very good. Very good. What's spatial reasoning? Who wants to say? Salvia, what's spatial reasoning? Okay, please y'all respond quickly if you can. We're getting used to various equipment stuff. Let me know if it's not, then I'm going to be working with everybody in terms of their equipment and working with ours as well. Salvia, one more time, did you hear me? What's spatial reasoning?
Can you turn off your mic a little bit?
I'm sorry, my mic fell down. What's spatial reasoning? Safiya, what's spatial reasoning? Okay, all right. Ask somebody to throw you a lifeline. Pick somebody out, Safiya. I didn't hear that, Safiya. Type the name in the text chat, please. Nasha, your friend Safiya is asking you to bail her out, help her out, throw her a lifeline. What's spatial reasoning?
Okay, well, I looked it up, so I wasn't sure what it was either. But what I familiarly looked up is a spatial temporal reasoning is the ability to visualize spatial patterns and mentally manipulate them over a time order sequence of spatial. I think basically what that means is to, like in a mathematical sense, it means to be able to visualize patterns, whether that's mathematical patterns or whatever, and then be able to manipulate them or come to some conclusion or something.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Safiya, for asking for a lifeline. Y'all, that is always cool. I'm pulling out the words so that these aren't just something that's on a piece of paper. It says it requires spatial reasoning skills. So you want to make sure that you understand what that is, and then that you focus on that and you ask questions about that, okay? And you also practice using this. Think pyramid when you think spatial reasoning skills. Think laying out a lawn. Think building a house, okay? The greatest builders on the planet ever in the face of human history is you, okay? You look at it every time you go in the mirror. You are the greatest at spatial reasoning on the planet. Nobody has done it better. And so that definition is an excellent one, and it pertains to our one of our many strengths. It is advanced mathematics. It's applied spatially. It's applied to space. Okay, I don't mean outer space, although we do apply it to outer space, but also to geometric figures. To land, to a thing as simple as carpentry or laying down linoleum in your or tile in your house and figuring out that area, perimeter, volume. But being able to manipulate these numbers into figures spatially, you will learn, not through this test, but we will add to it, something called Sacred Geometry by a sister named Araminta, where, do you know where square numbers come from? Okay, this is geometry, and I want to just kind of get this in terms of spatial reasoning. Y'all know about square roots and the square of certain numbers? You know about that? So what is this square stuff? Are there some square numbers? Actually, close. That was those of you who said Araminta, is my bad. There's an Araminta that I will tell you about. And I may have called her name Araminta accidentally. But she does sacred geometry and has taught that for IA Education Institute. But you notice square numbers. What are some numbers squared? What are some favorite numbers squared? Or square numbers? What are they? I don't think so. Okay. Now, if you have not heard of number squared, you will hear square numbers, okay? And that whole concept of squared numbers is African. It was created by your ancestors, and it literally means how many is necessary to make a complete square. How many is necessary? All right. If you have three blocks, let's say those blocks are equal size. Let's say they're 1 foot by 1 foot by 1 foot. So they're 1 foot square, okay? Can you make a perfect square with three of them? Yeah, Annie or Debbie. Can you make a perfect square with three of them? That's right. That's why three is not a square number. Can you make a perfect square with four of them? Yes, you can. With four of them, you can make a perfect square. What's the next number of those one by one blocks that you'll have to have in order for you to have a perfect square? Nine? You have four. In order for you to have a perfect square, how many, if you went past four, so somebody started giving you more blocks, and you says, okay, I want a bigger one. I got one by one, so I have a square, but I want a bigger square. How many will you need? What's four squared, folks? Okay. So now I want to make the connection between the number and the number concept four square and the spatial reasoning of your ancestors. That is, in order for me to make a perfect square out of these one by one blocks, then I got to have 16. And if I want to make a bigger perfect square, then you get the 16 square. Okay, so the whole notion of square numbers was created by your ancestors in geometry as we created it, okay? As we were building the pyramids and the temples and all of the things that we built. Spatial reasoning, okay? Now, how many of you knew before that there was a connection between square numbers and geometry and spatial reasoning? Is that new to anyone? Okay, well, it was new to me. And what was even also new to me was that not only did we have square numbers, we had triangular numbers. And not only that, some numbers were male and some numbers were female. Now, what do you think triangular numbers would be? And I'll leave this at, what do you think triangular numbers would be? They would be numbers that would allow you to do what? Think spatial. I'm not talking about numbers. All right. Square numbers allow you to make a perfect square. Triangular numbers would allow you to make a what? Bingo. Triangle. Bingo. Spatial reasoning. Okay. So every Tuesday and Thursday, we will come together and we'll have some aspect of this, but you also will have homework and this to work to do. And whenever you work in here,
whoever you sign up as a coach, be it your parent or the cluster leader or Babu Akessa or one of the other teachers, we get the information that you have been spending time here. Okay? So that's fine. So I'll get that information. We haven't talked about the writing section, but I want you to go over this section. Your first assignment is to be prepared to read the critical section, reading section, the quantitative section, and the writing section, and you will have a quiz on next Tuesday on those different sections and everything you read about those sections. If it's broken into three segments, 25 minutes each and 20 minutes each, I expect for you to know it. So you got to take notes on it, because before we get into the specifics, we want you to understand the whole test. We do not want you to be bent out of shape and mystified. I got to go because it's time for you to get to Mama Yepende's class in, I think, 5 minutes. But I really appreciate it. This is very serious, and it's also going to be a whole lot of fun. Okay? With that, any questions? If not, any appreciations? And then we're out of here to your French and Kiswahili class.
I appreciate a lot for participating. I appreciate this class. Appreciate Bible Kessa. And I'll see you on the next one.
All right. Appreciation is going once. Appreciation is going twice. Out of here. All right. Go to Sankofa Word, please. Log out of here first, please. Log out of here. Log out of here. Log out of the assembly room. Out, out, out. Out, out, out. Great. Me too. East Coast, thank you very much. You're welcome, Mama Fua and Naja. Oh, yes. We're going to have them rocking and rolling. Thank you so much, Mama Fua, for reading that and also expounding on that. We got to bend these tests to our good.